But I see a side behind the closed doors. They get a glimpse here on the dance floor. You move.
iHeart SoCal, putting a spotlight on charitable organizations, nonprofits, and people giving back.
Hi, it's Lisa Fox, and this is the iHeart SoCal show. Can you give blood? Are you able to give blood? Your life-saving blood is needed. The American Red Cross has declared its second ever national blood supply crisis this month. August, what's going on? After donations have dropped to a four-year summer low, reducing the national blood supply by 25% over the past 2 months alone. Can you give blood? Can this be the nudge you need to schedule an appointment as soon as possible at redcrossblood.org? They're giving away $20 Amazon gift cards to incentivize you to give blood before the end of August. So let's get on it. On to tell us more is my friend Jason Buckley. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Doing all right. Jason is the executive director of the Northern Valleys chapter, and we've been pals for, well, I can say exactly 6 years, going on 6 years, because I know I met you during the lovely and challenging year of 2020, and Red Cross started doing blood drives at some really cool locations, including the Pantages Theater. The boyfriend and I came to give blood on one of our early first dates and met Jason there. And then, Jason, you're still doing all these, a lot of really cool locations, right? You have your regular blood donation centers, but also sometimes you do some really cool locations with some fun little perks. If you were to give blood at these locations, you can get some cool perks.
Absolutely, yeah. And thank you for mentioning that we met at the Pantages Theater. I believe that was in 2020. And you had a guest with you donating for the first time.
Yes.
And yes, and we do them in exciting different locations. Another one we do in Hollywood that's an exciting location is the Magic Castle.
Magic Castle, that's another favorite, because when you get blood at the Magic Castle, you get tickets to come back and have an amazing dinner there. And they do a magic show for you at the end as a thank you. So there's a sweet man there who does magic for you. You just pop on their website, the Red Cross website, or on the app, put in the zip code of the Magic Castle in Hollywood, find out when the next drive is, make an appointment, you'll go, you'll give, they'll do a little magic as a thank you, and then invite you back for dinner and a magic show that you had to pay for, but you get invited back. It's a private club, so it's nice to be invited, and it's awesome. So that's a Magic Castle, but now anywhere you give through August 31st, the Red Cross will thank you with that $20 gift card.
For all donors who presented a blood drive to give blood, we're giving out a $20 Amazon gift card by email. So definitely want to capitalize and take advantage of that nice promotion from our friends at Amazon.
So is it just simple as like summertime, people are busy? It's been so hot here in Southern California, like going on a month now. Is it because the heat and summertime and vacations, we're just too busy to think about giving blood? Like, is that why we're in crisis? There's less people giving because we're just a little busy during summertime?
Yeah, there's several reasons that led up to this blood crisis. Several weeks ago, the American Red Cross declared an emergency blood shortage in the summer. And typically during the summertime, we do see a drop in donations and blood donations. But it's been particularly challenging this summer. Since the end of May, we saw a drastic decline in blood donations leading up to this crisis that we're in now. Distributions of blood to hospitals are currently outpacing blood donations. So we're really encouraging folks to come in and donate blood. And as you mentioned, it's the summertime. folks are engaged in a lot of summer activities with their family. They're traveling, which is typical every summer. But we've seen a lot of extreme heat issues this summer across the country that's preventing folks from coming out. There's been some widespread foodborne illnesses that are preventing people, getting people sick. And of course, you have to feel well when you donate blood. Mm-hmm. And also something to think about as well, the summertime, the schools aren't in regular session. And roughly about 20% of the blood supply is collected at high schools and colleges through their various blood drive programs. So when the schools aren't in session, that's also contributing to blood donations declining. So, but this summer in particular, as you mentioned, it's this only second time in Red Cross history that the Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis. Mm. So we're really urging folks to come out and donate blood.
Aside from emergencies and crisis situations, who needs our blood most? It's people in hospitals, right?
People in the hospitals that are suffering or afflicted with cancer, that need platelet transfusions, trauma victims who need those red cells, when they go through a traumatic injury through the emergency room. So, or people that have elective surgeries, the hospitals are always wanting to make sure that they have that available blood on the shelves to be able to treat their patients effectively.
So no matter what kind of blood you have, we need it. We need your blood. So we'll go down the blood types. And again, just as a nudge, not just because of the Amazon $20 Amazon gift card, but until the end of August. But if you do that, it's a nice little incentive, again, to just kind of nudge you into making that appointment. But the types of blood, I know O is the most popular because the O blood is the most universal for every body type, right?
Yeah. So, what I'd like to start off by saying is all blood types are important. So we encourage anyone who's eligible to come and donate blood regardless of their blood type, because we will need any blood type. However, you did hit a key issue there is the two blood types we have the shortest supply of right now are the O positive and O negative blood types. Mm. O positive is the most commonly transfused blood type in the hospitals, and it can be safely given to about 80% of the patients who need blood transfusion.
Wow.
The reason being is O positive blood can be transfused into anyone that has a positive Rh factor blood type. So your A positives, B positives, AB positives, O positives, of course, those folks can all receive O positive blood. Secondly, it's O negative. O negative is if you have O negative type blood, you're the universal blood donor, and anyone that needs a blood transfusion can receive O negative blood products.
And I feel like the type O blood people know that they're special. I just know, well, only because my Eric is O positive. And I mean, that's some powerful blood going around in a very tall, sweet man. O positives. I'm A positive. A positives are also needed, like Jason said. But the O negatives and the O positives, I do feel like you're special. You're walking around there with all that power in that body. So we're gently and strongly nudging you to please make an appointment to give blood because it's so needed now more than ever. And then I say it's easy to get blood because I'm a regular donor. I've been a regular donor going on 20 years now. And then, like I said, since I met you in 2020, we know my Eric loves to give that power red. So there's many different ways you can just give a regular blood donation. You can do power red, platelets, and plasma. Let's touch on the ways you can give your blood.
Yeah, so if the most commonly transfused blood component in the hospitals are your red blood cells, and those carry oxygen throughout the body to your major organs and also carry iron as well. So there are two types of red cell donations you can donate at a blood drive, and that's whole blood, where we're collecting all the components of the blood, and that's separated and tested at the laboratory before it's hospital ready. But that power red donation, we definitely encourage people of O type blood or any a negative Rh factor blood type to donate a power red donation. That's where we can safely collect 2 units of red cells from the donor, and it's hospital ready. It's separated on site. It does take a little bit longer, that procedure. Whole blood takes about 5 to 10 minutes on the bed. Power red takes about 20 to 30 minutes on the bed or the chair.
Yeah.
But that's what's the type. The red cells are the most commonly transfused and most in need in the hospitals. Platelets, you can go to one of our donor centers. The nearest here would be the Burbank Donor Center.
Yep.
But yeah, so that you can give a platelet donation, and the folks in the hospitals usually are cancer patients that are going through cancer treatments require platelet transfusion.
Especially the kids, right? Especially the kids, because little kids, even infants, you know, they need your platelets and your plasma so they don't bleed out during life-saving surgery. And platelets, I've done it a few times. It does take a little longer, but usually they hook you up with some sweet movies and you can relax. The chairs are very comfy and you can watch, I don't know, Spider-Man. You know, you can watch a nice long movie and just kind of just chill out. And it's a slower process, longer process, but wow, how you can help these little babies get through a life-saving surgery. Again, it's got to make you feel like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to watch a movie and help save some lives. And depending on your schedule, I feel like because it's so easy now to do it when you schedule your appointment, answer the questions online ahead of time, you pop in there, I feel like I can be in and out, do a blood donation within like half hour, 40 minutes.
You know, when someone comes and asks me, you know, what should I expect in a blood donation if they've never given blood before, I generally ask them to give themselves at least an hour
yeah,
in their schedule. Yeah, from the time that they walk into the blood drive to the time that they leave, on average, it takes about an hour. Now, of course, a busier blood drive may take a little longer, a less busy blood drive, you might get out in about 45 minutes.
Got it. Okay. So plan ahead for that. A little bit of time. Again, one pint can save up to 3 lives. That's such a great feeling. Let's talk about who can give blood. I do have friends. I'm always trying to gently push everybody to give blood, but some people have issues and some people aren't eligible or some people are anemic. Kind of touch on that, because I'd like to think like everyone has blood. Everyone should be giving blood, but it can be a little tricky sometimes.
Definitely. So blood eligibility or blood donor eligibility is really in an individual assessment. So it's on an individual basis, whether or not someone's eligible to donate blood. However, generally, if you're relatively healthy, we encourage you to come give blood. But if you do have questions about your eligibility, I would encourage folks to visit our website, redcrossblood.org, and go to the eligibility portion of that page to read up about eligibility, because you could be on certain medications that might temporarily defer you from donating blood. There's some travel issues. Or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and speak to an eligibility specialist. But yeah, there are many different reasons why someone may be temporarily deferred from donating blood.
And how many questions are we up to on that gosh darn questionnaire? I think it's like into the 60s. Like 60 questions, but you can kind of fly through them once you know what your answers are. But it's like 65. Is it 65 questions?
It's around the 50-ish range.
50-ish, okay.
The good news is they're only yes or no questions. They're not asking you to write a story. Just answer yes or no to those questions. You've done it before, Lisa. It takes, maybe about 5 minutes to fill out the questionnaire.
Yep. Not pregnant. Not this. Not on that. Not taking this. Not. Yep. Nope. Yeah, it's a lot of nopes.
Absolutely.
And you get right on there. And then again, once you have through the app, the Red Cross app, it's super easy because, again, you can do it ahead of time. And by the time you've answered all your questions before you arrive at your appointment or wherever your blood drive may be or the nearest blood donation center to you, then you've answered all your stuff. And then you kind of show up with here's your QR code, your little barcode of like, yep, I already did all the questions. Here you go. And it just expedites the process. And you lay there and you get all comfy with super nice people. You always have the best people, the nicest nurses and team who help make it very comfortable. And the next thing you know, you're on your way and you feel good and you got your gift card. So it's a beautiful thing.
And eat some cookies after your donation.
Oh, yeah, snacks. You got snacks. You got juice. The very good snacks. It's your one time. It's okay. You have a cookie. Have some Cheez-Its. Have a little apple juice. You know, have a granola bar. Have your snacks and high-five yourself. And I can't remember now. How often can we give? Every 3 months? Is it every 3 months we can give?
Every 56 days.
56 days.
For whole blood. For Power Red, it would be every 112 days.
Okay, people, let's do it. If you're able to give blood, if you're eligible to give blood, if you please give blood if you can through the Red Cross. They need our blood. People need our blood. One pint can save 3 lives. And right now, they're going to give you a $20 Amazon gift card through August 31st when you schedule your appointment anywhere. A fun, cool, fancy place. A place down the street. Blood Donation Center. Pop on the app. See, just type in your zip code. They'll help you find the one nearest you. Give your blood. Feel good. Help save lives and get your gift card. like all the things Jason is saying, all the different types. All types are encouraged. All types are welcome. And however you want to give it, a regular blood donation, power red, platelets, or plasma, it's all encouraged and it's all needed. Plus, you guys do so much in terms of helping folks during disasters and crisis. I also love, I was on the website recently and see all these first aid training classes. So you can do online training for first aid, CPR. There's child and baby CPR. There's training for swim coaches and, you know, parents who have kids who are going to go swimming. There's cat and dog first aid online courses. There's also training for opioid overdose. There's training for all kinds of important things that I see on there. And it's like $25, $35, $37 for these incredibly important courses to just further expand the way that you can help people in a moment of crazy life things. Like crazy life things happen. And if you're trained and prepared and you have this added training from the Red Cross, wow, imagine more lives you could save that way too, right, Jace?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely encourage folks to learn a life-saving skill. You never know when you might need it. It's better to be prepared than unprepared in an emergency situation. And we also provide free preparedness education to organizations. If you're part of an organization who wants to receive home fire education, preparedness education, wildfire, earthquake, even hands-only CPR, which is not a certification, but it at least teaches you the fundamentals of CPR.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to schedule a free visit to that organization, and our team can provide that presentation and it on that education piece. We also install free smoke alarms in homes that need them.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Through our Sound the Alarm program, we have volunteers that we train in installing the smoke alarms and then giving an education piece and preparing people for home fire safety. So it's definitely something that we provide free for the community as well.
How do people apply for that?
What you can do is you can call your local chapter office or go to redcross.org and then just type in Sound the Alarm in the search, and then you'll find the information on that.
Look at that. Redcross.org for more free smoke alarms. And then, of course, encouraging you, the gentle nudge, the nudge that's needed to help get this blood in the hospitals to people who need it. So the blood drive is necessary. Giving blood, they need your blood. Happy now through the end of August 31st. The nudge, it will be a $20 Amazon gift card. So please schedule your appointment. You can go to 1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, or download the app and schedule. There's just places everywhere. They make it so easy. You could do it today or you could do it tomorrow. I mean, you could plan ahead, make sure you're feeling healthy and you've had a nice meal and you go in there and you're feeling good and give that blood. You're going to feel even better when you leave. So now I'm all psyched up to give some blood. Let's give that blood, people. Let's go. Woo! Are you going to donate now too? Did I fire you up a little bit?
Yes, yes. You have inspired me, Lisa. I'm going to go donate.
Good. Well, Jason Buckley, thank you so much. Jason, the executive director of the Northern Valleys chapter with the American Red Cross. We appreciate your time and your friendship and all that you guys do there at the Red Cross. And get out and donate that blood, people. Let's do it. Let's go.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And I really appreciate you having me on.
You're listening to iHeart SoCal on 102.7 KISS FM, a program on literacy, education, and social impact.
Welcome back to iHeart SoCal. My name is EJ, and on the phone with me, I have Casey Montoya, who is the founder and president of Fixin' Fidos. Casey, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's jump into it and tell me about Fixin' Fidos.
Well, I started this years ago because I was watching on social media. I would always see the dogs who needed help and donate $5 here, $10 there. And then one day I decided that's not enough. Like, we need to do more. And humans started the problem of overpopulation, so I feel like humans need to fix it. So I started a nonprofit with a focus of cutting down the pet population by spay and neuter. But that's not really a sexy topic. So I came up with a cute logo and a cute name, and I decided to start spreading awareness with my platform on TV. Mm-hmm. But we soon realized that my goal, yeah, was to keep pets out of shelters, but we started realizing that people couldn't afford vet bills. And so, you know, if you're paycheck to paycheck, fixed income, you have a $300 to $500 vet bill, you're faced with the choice of taking your pet to the vet or to the pound or the shelter because you don't have the money. And so we started intervening and helping out with that. And we've helped so many people keep their pets in their loving homes and not have to relinquish them to shelters. So there's just, you know, it's twofold, really, trying to figure out the best way to keeps animals in their homes mm-hmm. and not end up in our overcrowded shelters.
Let me tell you, it takes a special person to advocate for people that don't have a mouthpiece. Like, I will say that.
I mean, they're little helpless creatures. Do you have a dog?
I don't, but my mom has one. I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm always running all over the country and whatnot. But if I was, like, stable and I had just, like, I was at home, I feel like I would have one. Either a cat, and I would name him Salem.
Oh, that's a good name. I like the two syllables for pets, though, because then it's easier to call them.
Right.
But when you have these little creatures who depend on you, and for a lot of people, older seniors specifically, all they have is this pet. And mm-hmm. so to think about ripping the pet away from them, it's just like, I can't. So, you know, it's really hard to raise money. There's a lot of nonprofits out there right now, but we're doing a lot of work with a very small team. And our goal is to get 1,000 monthly donors. And when I say monthly donor, people are like, oh, I can't afford it. But all we're asking for is $5, $5 a month. I think that now that's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right?
It really is. But or any coffee shop.
It is. Yeah, no kidding, especially not Starbucks. But, you know, you add that together, and it's an amount of money that we could depend on every month, and we would never have to turn anyone away, because sometimes we do. Sometimes somebody needs a surgery that's more than we have in the bank, and we have to try and find them other resources.
Mm. You know what's interesting? You said that it wasn't. So $5 a month, what is that? $60 a year, which is not bad when you think about it. Earlier, you mentioned that it's not a sexy topic. Why do you feel like that it's not a sexy topic?
Well, when you say spay and neuter, people are like, oh, who cares? Like when you show, you know, a dog who's limping and needs surgery, it kind of pulls at someone's heartstrings a little bit more than when I say, oh, I need to fix your pet so that they don't add more puppies to the world. It's been hard. And so we've found that if we can just explain to people how many kittens and puppies show up in this world unwanted, accidentally, and mm-hmm. end up in our shelters, and then get adopted and end up back in our shelters. It's just something that we can control, and I preach all the time to people. I know some people think, I want this specific breed of a dog, so I have to go to a breeder, I have to buy the dog. But I encourage you, if you love labs, if you love Yorkies, there's a rescue for every breed, and you could find one at a shelter, too. I have a pure Chihuahua. I've done 2 DNA tests on her. She came from the Carson shelter. So they're out there. And if you think that you have to have a certain breed, I challenge you to answer the question, why? Is it for you? Is it for what people will think about you? Because, you know, people have children, and you don't get to pick the traits of your kids. But when they come out, you love them anyway so much. And I really promise you that that's what will happen with a rescue dog.
You know what's interesting? I think that is a great question to ask yourself. Why do you want a specific breed? Because when you're able to answer that and break that down, you realize that it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Like, when I see dogs in my neighborhood walking, it's like some of the cutest dogs. I'm like, oh, do you know what this is? Nope, no clue. Doesn't matter. You love them anyway. It's the craziest thing. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand how the shelter system works. They think it's too sad. What's sad is shelters being full. Yeah. So I encourage you to buckle up. If you've been thinking about adopting, just go to your local shelter. I was at the Harbor Shelter in San Pedro just a few days ago. They play classical music for the dogs there, and they have misters so that no one's getting hot. It's very well organized, lots of volunteers helping out. But one of our shelters in the Los Angeles metro area that really needs help, the South LA shelter. So big dogs, little dogs, they are full, as are all the county shelters right now. You know, if you've been looking, if you've been thinking, you've been looking online, honestly, just go walk the halls of a shelter. I promise you, you'll be so surprised at the dogs you see there. And cats, too. I know not everyone's a dog person.
Right.
But you could go to a local shelter and find cats and kittens. There's so many kittens right now.
Why do you feel like neutering is still one of the biggest solutions to keep your pets out of the shelter?
Because if we don't have extra animals, mm-hmm. then there's no possibility for them to end up in a shelter. And what we're seeing happen more and more is in a lot of these rural areas, dogs get out of the yard, dogs get out of the house. You know, in 20 seconds, they're locked together, and now we're going to have 8 puppies, you know, in a few months. It's just there's a lot of misconceptions also about spay and neuter, and people don't understand that it's better for your dog's health. Like, mm-hmm. we've had so many people come to us with female dogs around 8 to 10 years old. And because they didn't get them fixed at an early age, they need this expensive pyometra surgery. And sometimes it's a matter of life and death. So mm-hmm. I just explained to them, it's better for your pet's health and it's better for the pet population in Southern California and really across the country.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I think people don't understand how important it is to get this done for, because it's not just control, like how you said, it's not just controlling the pet population, but it's just all of the issues that can come along with it when you don't have this done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And then, you know, if you can barely afford the vet care for your pet, like basic needs, mm-hmm. imagine, you know, $2,000 surgery. So right. it's one of those things that it just, you avoid a lot of expenses and health problems down the road, which to me is great. Nobody wants to spend that much money. Although I am one of those people who, my little Chihuahua scratched a hole in her eye. And, you know, $7,000 later.
Oof.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there a rescue story that has stayed with you that reminds you why this work matters?
Oh, I will tell you recently, in November, I went to the VA in West LA and I did a story for Veterans Day. And at that time, I learned from some staff who work there that the vets who live on campus, there's many of them with pets, and nobody was helping them with food. Mm-hmm. Nobody was helping the veterans get vet care for their pets, and nobody was helping them get spay and neuter. And I was like mind blown that we're not helping our veterans. So after going through 3 to 4 months of red tape, we finally got access to be allowed on campus. Mm-hmm. In April, we took a mobile vet to the campus, and we were able to help 41 veterans and their pets in one day, just with regular vet care, checkups, you know, nail trims, vaccines, and everybody who needed spay and neuter, we hooked them up with somewhere off-site to go. So to see, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, are entitled and they're not grateful, and we don't do this for thank yous, mm-hmm. but I've never been thanked so much, and I've never felt like so appreciated, you know, by all of these veterans who served our country. So really, I should have been thanking them.
Correct.
And they were so gracious and so grateful. And that, like, that whole day, like, was just, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the way it made me feel. And we're going to go back and keep doing it.
That's amazing. Casey, for people who are like me, for someone who can't adopt a pet right now, what are other meaningful ways that they can support your mission?
Well, you could volunteer at one of our events. Mm-hmm. The easiest way is to sign up and, you know, share $5 a month with us. If you have extra time, you could always go to a local shelter and become a volunteer. It's kind of a lengthy process in LA right now. I actually just spoke to their new general manager of Los Angeles Animal Services, trying to give her some ideas on how to expedite the process. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is share on social media. If you don't have $5, share on social media. You know, encourage people to adopt, don't shop. Talk about spay and neuter. If you see a neighbor who you know is in need, maybe their pet needs, you know, vet care and they haven't been able to get it, explain to them that there are resources. You know, if you see pets who you know aren't fixed, explain yeah. to them that it's better for their health. Obviously, don't start a fight with someone because some mm-hmm. people are really sensitive. But, you know, I think sharing on social media, if you absolutely cannot afford a dime to help, it goes a long way. You know, when you see a dog at South LA and there's like, this dog will be euthanized at 3 o'clock today, you know, imagine if 1,000 people share that post, yeah. then there's a pretty good chance we could save that dog's life.
Those are simple ways that people can help out. Mm-hmm. How can people donate? How can people give their $5 a month? What's the website? What's the rundown? What's the information?
Super easy. Go to fixinfidos.com or fixinfidos.org. Either it's FIXN FIDOS.org. You could Google me, Casey Montoya. It'll come up. You can find me pretty easily. And it's a super simple process. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from the computer. I think we even have as low as a $2 a month monthly subscription just so people can help out. And what's really cool is a lot of times when we help seniors who are on a fixed income, they want to, you know, just say thank you. And so they'll go on and become a $2 monthly donor because they just don't have the extra money. But that's that also awesome. Means a lot to me as well.
That's great. 24, that which ends up being $24 a month. Super simple. When you think about it, when you break it down, that, you know, that's cheaper, like how you
yeah,
said
it's
earlier.
Not much.
No, it and really isn't.
If anyone listening is a golfer and you enjoy playing in charity golf tournaments, our next one, which is our 6th annual, is on Sunday, October 4th at Monarch Beach Golf Links. So you can check out, listen to how cool this website is, dogs.golf. How easy is that to remember, dogs.golf?
Dogs.golf.
I know.
Golf.
I I think I love that more than the tournament. But you can go there and check out more information. If you don't golf, we have this really fun silent auction, live auction, like banquet reception around 2:30 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. overlooking the Pacific Ocean and Dana Point. So there's lots of ways to give, to give back. And again, if you can't do anything monetarily, you know, sharing on social media, I'm telling you, it really does help.
And the social media for Fix and Fidos is?
Same thing, Fix and Fidos, FIXNFIDOS. I came up with a name like, you know, you get your dog fixed, so yeah. We're Fixing Fidos. Uh-huh. We do help cats, too. It's just the name was cuter with a dog, but we help cats every day.
You can't do Clipping Cats or something like that.
Yeah. It was just, we brainstormed, we did, but yes. The dog, it just came out better. But yes, we help cats, and literally every single day.
So if you guys want to participate in the golf tournament, that's dog.golf, which is the easiest website that you can go to and get more information about that. Casey, what is one thing every pet owner should know that you feel like?
I feel like dental health is something that gets overlooked a lot because, mm-hmm. you know, to go get your dog's teeth cleaned a lot of times, if you don't start early, you end up having to put them under anesthesia. It's $1,200, $2,000. You know, it can get really expensive. There is a place, and I know not everybody lives in the Valley, but there's a place in Studio City called CARES. K, it stands for something, which I can't remember what the acronym is, but CARES. So mm-hmm. CARES.pet. The website is CARES.pet. And they have, I've taken my dog there to go under and get her teeth cleaned, so I'm telling you I trust them. Mm-hmm. They have the most affordable pet care, and I'm not getting anything for saying this, I'm just sharing. Go to their website and you'll see. If your dog needs some kind of expensive surgery that's maybe $10,000, $12,000, nobody will pay more than $5,000 there, but they have really affordable pet care. Again, it's only one location, but it's not a corporate-owned vet, and so that's why they're able to offer really great prices. So I feel like sometimes people are just like in a pinch and they say, I can't afford the dental care. Please start it early. Start brushing their teeth as soon as you adopt that dog so they're used to having that toothbrush in their mouth. And if you didn't and, you know, you had to wait and you need them to go under, check out a place like CARES.pet mm-hmm. and, you know, you won't break the bank.
Casey, before you go, I want you to give out the information about Fixin' Fidos. How can people donate? The Instagram. Let's tie this up with the little bow and send people on their way.
Exactly. So the Instagram is Fixin' Fidos, FIXNFIDOS. You could also follow me. I've got all the links. My name's Casey Montoya. Pretty easy. Google search it on your phone. You'll find us. We typically do pop up. But thanks to everyone who listened. And adopt, don't shop.
Absolutely. Casey Montoya, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting with us. This is a very important issue. And I, like I said earlier, it takes a special person to do what you do and also be a mouthpiece for people or for animals who can't speak. So we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
This was iHeart SoCal on 102.7 KISS FM. To find out more about this program and how you can help, head to KISSFM.com. Keyword iHeart SoCal.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I can't move on, baby doll, waiting on calls, flipping through stations, I'm outclassed. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe.
then I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, though, I can't move on.
I can't move on, baby, though. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
Way back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody
nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Yeah. we gotta do right here is go back. Back in the time.
This weekend only at Old Navy, get 50% off sweatshirts and sweatpants for the family. Yep, 50% off sweatshirts and sweatpants for the fam. Hurry in this Saturday and Sunday to save big only at Old Navy. Valid 8/15 and 16. Select styles only.
It's Old Navy, baby.
Flowers fade. Cards get tossed. But a personalized song? That lasts forever. Surprise someone you love with a custom song made just for them with SmileTunes. Visit SmileTunes.com to get started on your personalized song today. Don't just say I love you. Sing it with SmileTunes.
The morning light is
Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got me needing more. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the slow. Lip stain on the wind. Bass is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth.
Thank you for having us on early on a Sunday. Frankie V, Instagram, at Frankie Viz. A lot of DMs for this track here on Kiss. It's Olivia Rodrigo, stupid song.
New York City's never looked so blue. My friends are smoking blunts in the bathroom. They say that honest love is a cage that makes you feel free. And all the girls at this party are so cool. It's never been the thing that I could do. I can't help but imagine what you say when you speak of me. You're a spark in the dark and my clothes will caught a flame. You should feel how I feel when somebody says your name. I'm a car speeding down the boulevard without a break. And I want you more than any stupid song could ever say. Walking through the park with my head high, past all the college girls and the drunk guys. And if there's a God, he's the bond that's between us two. 7 minutes alone scares me. I'm sleeping in my dress and my high heels, and I'm too shy to say.
I'm gonna free. like it's magic. Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being used. So we live with no lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.